Football back live right here at Rosie on the House. Happy New Year. Good Saturday morning to you all. We've got Billy calling from Prescott Valley with a question about insulation. She's probably having a little cool morning up there. Probably the last few mornings have been a little cool. So, Billy, I'm just going to beg your patience for 1 minute. We want to jump over to the digital newsroom and read off some of the more pertinent, applicable questions, interesting questions that we've collected during the week. We'll get right to Billy as well as to you if you'd like to get online right now and join the conversation with any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Joyce took the time to write in and just let us know about the mighty electricians. She called John and John out, and she said, by the time they left, I felt like I had two new friends. I was extremely pleased with their prompt and thorough service. So we appreciate the boys at Mighty Electrician for doing a good job out there. That's the kind of service you can expect from all Rosie certified partners in your area.
You know, we get as many nice comments we get about John and John, the other crew at Mighty Electricians, Mike and his daughter. I think we're getting more nice comments about Mike and his daughter now than we're about John and John. Mike Bensel and training his daughter to be an electrician. They're doing all the service calls together. They're getting quite positive feedback.
Audrey writes in and says, is there any harm in covering our two wind turbines on our roof? She's trying to conserve the warmth. Well, warm air does rise. So if it gets to the top of your roof and there are wind turbines, is there a little heat escaping? Probably a little bit. Is there any reason to cover them? Or are you going to have any kind of significant energy savings? Probably not. It's not going to hurt anything to cover it. But if you're looking to keep warmth in your attic, which in turn makes your home warmer, is that going to accomplish it? Not any significance that you're going to see on your energy use and keeping your home warm. John writes in and wants to know what to do about getting hot water to my faucet. It seems like we're waiting forever, and the cold mornings, it's only worse, and it seems like we're wasting a lot. Well, you are. There are some solutions, and if you go to rosieonthehouse.com, look in plumbing and look at instant water. There's a lot of options. There's recirculating pumps. There's instant water heaters. There's a lot of different things that are new to the market over the last 10 years in addition to just your regular tank water heaters. Take a look. You can ultimately spend a significant amount of money, even to the point that you would never see that cost savings in the water that's going down the drain. But there are some good things that you can do, even putting on these for your shower, as an example. There are showers that have thermostat readings in it. So when you turn on the hot water, it immediately shuts off when the hot water gets there. So you don't have to guess when the water is hot by standing there. There are a lot of things like that. You can. A recirculating pump's probably your best option, though.
Make sure you put a timer on it.
Yep.
Because, boy, if you're heating hot water 24 hours a day and that circulating pump is moving that water 24 hours a day, your electric bill or your propane bill, however you're heating your water, is going to go through the roof. So set a timer on it and make sure you're only doing it. Like our timer at our house goes on about 4:30 in the morning, turns off at 7 a.m. All of our showers and bathroom duties are done. We're on the road. Comes back on about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And we turn it off about 7, lets everybody take a warm shower and get some laundry done. So it's only circulating 5 hours a day.
So there's a couple options. That, for the most part, that's the most effective option for most people. But it is going to be case specific to you and how much you use water, how far the faucet that you're trying to get hot water to is from your water heater. We got a call from a listener last time we were covering this that is so water conscious. They actually have 5 gallon buckets that they keep in their shower.
Yeah. I hear that a lot.
That they fill up with cold water till the hot water gets there. That water they pour in the tank of their toilet and use it to flush and don't even have water running to their toilet. So
yeah. That's extreme.
You can go as little or as big on that topic as you want. A bunch of great articles on all the different options at rosieonthehouse.com.
Billy in Prescott Valley. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good, and Happy New Year to you.
And to you as well. Did you have to shovel any snow in Prescott Valley?
My husband did.
Kind of a nice little winter storm, wasn't it?
Yeah, loved it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just have a question for you. Have you heard of stone wool insulation? And if so, what do you think about it?
You know, Billy, I'm familiar with an insulation called rock wool.
Is that the same one?
Well, I'm guessing it is. I don't know that. I'm not familiar with the term stone wool.
Well, let's go with rock wool. What do you think of that one?
We've used it. We've used it since the 60s and 70s. There have been a lot of newer generations of insulation that have come in that claim to be a little bit more efficient. I know this. Why are you asking? What are you thinking about doing?
Well, Lord willing, we're going to build a house this year.
Okay.
And we want to have insulation. I know the spray and foam stuff is supposed to be Wunderbar, but might be a little out of budget.
Okay. I'm glad I asked that question, because now that I know we're not dealing with an existing problem in an existing home, we're contemplating how to specify the best, most cost-effective, efficient insulation system for a brand new home.
Right.
Okay. And you've already got a builder?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. I would weigh in heavy on what he's using currently and what he would recommend, but know this. We now have a new standard of insulating homes throughout Arizona that you can bear. I don't think you can accomplish the level that we should get without some use of foam. So you're not going to use spray fiberglass. You're not going to use spray cellulose. You're not going to use strictly just spray rock wool either. We're going to combine that with some amount of spray foam so we don't just stop the cold convecting through your outside wall, conducting through the outside wall, but we're also, with the foam, going to stop all the little bitty thermal bridges or draft bridges that we couldn't stop before. So weigh in with your contractor. I can tell you the insulation contractor in Prescott Valley that we trust is Banker Insulation. They're right there, south of Fane Road on Roberts Road. The number is 928-772-2544, Banker Insulation in Prescott Valley. You could certainly give them a ring and visit with them about what combination, even if you can't afford filling all your outside walls with foam, I'm going to tell you it's probably going to be worth it to use some amount of foam, especially sealing up around exterior penetrations. And I now take a bead of foam, and when I'm on the inside of the house, I take a bead of foam and I just lay it between the stud and the outside siding, creating a complete thermal bridge so that you don't have any whatever fastening system you used to fasten the outside siding on, a nail coming through the siding into the stud. That's a thermal bridge. That nail is a thermal bridge. So now, many times, we'll just take a small bead of spray foam and hit it right where the siding meets the stud, all the way around that one cavity, the seal plate, the trim, the header plate, and everything. Go to the next one, next. Let all of that dry up for a day. Then I spray my walls with, and generally, I'm a big fan of cellulose, so wet spray cellulose, because you have zero settling. It cures hard. Once it's done, you can almost literally reach in there and pick it up and carry it around with you. So you have zero settling over an indefinite period of time. Rock wool, it's hard to criticize. I mean, we used it for decades and decades and decades, and it did a fine job. So, Billy, we appreciate the call. Congratulations on the construction of a new home. As you're putting that thing together, as you continue building out your specifications, we hope you'll continue to lean on Rosie on the house and put our construction experience to work for you absolutely free. That's what we do here.
Earlier, we had mentioned a nice testimonial letter on one of our partners that prompted a call from Ron to say thank you for your website because I used it to get Arizona chimney sweep. since being in the home, he had never had it cleaned and said it was embarrassing what was pulled out of it, but they did a great job, so we appreciate Ron calling in. And we also got a phone call from Ned. If you live in the Flagstaff area and you have a 16, 15, 13-year-old boy that you need to get out and get him exercised and moved around or burn off a little aggression, Ned's looking for someone to clean the snow off his driveway. He's willing to pay a little cash for
it. And his roof.
A
little concerned about his home, I believe.
All right. So we have a call for a snow shoveler in the Flagstaff area. Give us a call. We'll get you in touch with Ned. And
I'm comfortable recommending.
Get your own workout, shoveling snow.
That'd be a workout. That roof shoveling is a little bit scary. I would want to know the height of the roof, the height of the ridge line, and the pitch of the roof before I'd volunteer for that job.
The big snow blower.
That's right. Hey, a lot of things we do here at Rosie on the House are strictly just for entertainment, and one of the fun things we do is something called Arizona Staycation. You can only register to win it in one place at the Sanderson Ford tile on our homepage at rosieonthehouse.com. Wouldn't this past weekend, New Year's weekend, have been a fabulous time for you to be on an Arizona staycation? Somewhere right around Snowline would be like the most dramatic place to be, because then you can stand back and look at those pictures. Jennifer, you ought to get those pictures we took horseback riding yesterday up on Facebook.
She already has.
Oh, they're already there. So you've got the green Sonoran Desert in the foreground, and then that snow-covered Four Peaks in the background. It's absolutely, it's one of the best pictures I've ever taken,
it's
quite
breathtaking.
Frankly.
Breathtaking. Gorgeous.
Yeah, and I'm not a particularly good photographer, but Mother Nature presented the opportunity, and I thought, I have got to capture this. Absolutely gorgeous. It would have been a great time to be staycationing with one of our lodging partners in Sedona. What is more pretty? What is the prettiest picture you could ever think of in Arizona? And I think that's a snow-covered Sedona or a snow-covered Grand Canyon. That absolutely has to be top of the top of the top. You could be doing that, and you could be doing it on our dime if you're one of our monthly winners of the Arizona Staycation brought to you by Sanderson Ford. We pick a winner every month. You get to go to Sanderson Ford and take a walk around their demo lot, or Sanderson Lincoln and take a walk around their demo lot. Pick any car that they've got in the rotation and take it for a few days. We fill it up with gas and give you a gas card. Find out where you want to go, how long you want to stay, and when you want to go. No blackout dates, and we arrange for you to have free lodging. The entire bill is picked up by us at Rosie on the House, as well as Sanderson Ford. The Arizona Staycation, only available at rosieonthehouse.com. Rach in Phoenix, we see you've got a question. We're not going to have time to get to you until right after this next quick station break. Promise you'll be the first one up when we get back.